Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur in the Rambam. We are in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud. This is B'siyata D'Shmaya, the third shiur on this halacha. And we have already seen the flows, and we will continue to do so. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach. It says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof Dalid, Pasuk Zayin, that, and Yud Aleph, that David HaMelech says, Chalila li me Hashem im eshlach yadim im sheikh Hashem, etc., etc. David HaMelech says that God forbid that I should send my hand, smite the anointed of God. Ayishol, ayin shem in the psukim. So, what does this have to do with Mashiach? Yishol is Melech. And since he's a Melech, he doesn't have a din roidef for pursuing David, because he's doing it al Melech. So then you're not allowed to kill him because of that. And if he is a roidef, then it's a mitzvah to kill him. And how can you not do a mitzvah? Because Shaul is Mashiach Hashem, it's a roidef. And Moreinu Rabbeinu already discussed this in Halacha Zayin. Ayin Sham. But based on what we explained earlier, you could say as follows, that since Shaul was only a melech as a memale makoim, like we saw in the Me'iri, he was just filling the place until David was ready. After David was anointed, there's no more place, there's no more space for the malchus of a memale makoim, and his malchus is batal, and memale is a din choydev, or mitzvah lahordoi. However, based on what we said earlier, there are two categories of Mamale Makom. One is like Shaul, who's a Mamale Makom, and he has a din based David Mamish. And because of this, he ruled without any limits. He was ruler over everybody. He had din Mashiach, as we spoke about in the previous year. And another sug of Mamale Makom was Ki Ravam, she Mamale Makom the base David. Abalo Chobo din Melech mi base David. So he was Memali Makom Lebeis David, but he didn't have a Din Melech Mibeis David. He was just a filler-inner, but he didn't have Mamash Din of Melech Beis David, and that's why he didn't rule in Yerushalayim. And that's why he didn't have Mashiach, according to some opinions. And if so, Shaul, who had a Din of Beis David, Lo Bot L'Malchuso Adei Shenim Shach David, because he had a Din of Malchus K'David Atzmai. So he's on that same level. So David's malchus doesn't shter his. Mashenkin Yerovam hoya malchus rakevan she'ein melech mibeis David. Since the melech mibeis David wasn't ruling over the other 10 tribes, that's why Yerovam had malchus as a memalei makom. And if there's going to be a melech mibeis David who's going to take over, then bot lo malchusai. And that's what David says. Eich eshlach yodi b'mashiach Hashem. How am I going to send my hand? How am I going to smite the anointed of God? In other words, since he was anointed, it must be that he is a din of Melech based David. And therefore, Ma'ayde Mashiach's David, his malchus isn't bottling. He's not a roide from the melos for the shloch boyad. Advorim nefloy me'oid. In Tehillim, in chapter 132, verse 11, it says, Nishba Hashem le David, Emes lo yashuv mimena mipri bitnecha, Oshis lechiselach, Hashem is sworn to David in truth, which he will never turn back, of the fruit of your body, of your stomach, I will place upon your throne. Im yishmu banecha brisi ve'edusi zu alam zayalandem, gam b'neim adi adyeshu l'kisach, if your sons keep my covenant, and this is my testimony which I shall teach them, most of their sons will sit in your throne forever. If you keep the Torah, you keep the throne. Ki b'char Hashem b'tzion, Hashem has chosen Tzion. Evil amoshav loy, he desired it for his habitation. Zois minuchosi ade ad poi eshev ki visio, this is my resting place forever. Here I shall dwell, for I desired it. Ad kan midivrei apsukim. Shebechiras David ve'ashvua shelotosur amalchus mizaroi, that the chosenness of David and the oath, as we see in these psukim, that the malchus will not leave his children, gam b'neam adayad yeshu l'kisei loch, that his kids will sit forever, is why, farvot, as they say in Spanish, ki b'char Hashem b'tzion, ivo l'moishav loy. Because God chose Zion. It's all because of the Bechira of Tzion. Machmas Bechiras HaMikdash B'Tzion. Look in the Malbim, in Melochim Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk Chof Zion. In other words, Hashem is swearing, Mipri Bitnecha Ashis L'Kisei Loch. Meaning, that throne of David, who is Melech al Kol Yisrael, that is what he's going to put his children on that throne. However, there's a Tanai, and the Tanai is Im Yishmu Banecha Brisi Ukshor Eskaim HaTanai Yitzor Shlomo Bot La Hashvua. When the Tanai wasn't fulfilled by Shlomo, the Shvua was nullified. And ultimately, Yehovam was crowned king, invited the other Malchei Yisrael. Omnam ki bochor Hashem Tzion, Ivo l'moishav loy, Hashem shows Tzion, he desired as a dwelling place for himself. That's always connected to Beis David, and that is not connected to the condition of Im Yishmeru. As we've been talking about at length in the Shiurim, that on Yerushalayim there's always going to be a melech only Mizera David, nearly David. And the melech Yisrael doesn't have a malchus b'loy hakbola over Yerushalayim as well. And with this we can understand Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzariches Amud Beis, explaining the sugi over there, the Lasid Lavo, there's going to be a melech Mizera David. However, David himself is also going to be Melech, Begedel Shel Plag Kesar, like a half a Caesar. Ayin Shom in the Gemara, Tzadi Ches Omud Beis in Sanhedrin, and in an earlier Shir on Halacha Ches, we discussed this Gevaldike Gemara at length. So based on what we said now, the Ikur HaMalchus Nitan L'Shevet Yehuda, U'Mishevet Ze Nivchar Beis David. The Ikar Malchus was given to the tribe of Judah. And from this tribe, Nivchar Beis David. The house of David was chosen from Shevet Yehuda. But in Yerushalayim, there is a special matter as far as David himself is concerned, that even when there is another king of Israel, he has no kingship in Yerushalayim. So Malchus Yerushalayim, the rulership, the kingship in Yerushalayim, is a special matter that relates to David himself. And when David isn't around, then it's shayach to base David. But lasid lavo, when David himself is going to come back, the din is now going to be restored that Yerushalayim has a special kingship for David himself. That's the Pla Kesa. That's what we spoke about in Halacha Ches, that he is an underling, he is second in command, he is the viceroy too, Melech Kol Yisrael. U'miyuchad shiltoinoi l'mokoi mesuyam, and he has a shiltoin in a specific place. And that place is Yerushalayim, which is shayach to David himself. So there's a special choosing of Tzion that relates to David. So when David comes back, he gets it. Because of his unique kesher to Yerushalayim. However, relating to what we said, that Yehovam haya melech kol Yisrael kodim shechoto, and Rehovam was only begeder pla kesar, he was like a half a Caesar, he was like second in command, he just was a melech b'foyal, but in theory, intrinsically, it was Yehovam who was melech over all of Yisrael before they sinned. So that Yisrael that we spoke about in previous shiurim is not so clear that it's correct based on what we see in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, Omer of Nachman, Gasus HaRuach, Shehaya Boy Birovam, Teradetoy min ha'olam. The gasus ruach, the arrogance of Yehovam, made him be troubled from the world. Shenemal, vayoymer Yehovam beliboy, ato toshuva mamlocha lebeis David, yim yale ha'om hazeh, lasa yisvochem beveis Hashem b'Yerushalayim, v'shav leiv ha'om hazeh al adonayim el Rehovam melech Yehuda ve'orgeni, v'shavu el Rehovam melech Yehuda. Omar, Gemiri, the Ein Yeshiva Bazar, the Malachi Beis David Bilvan, Kevin the Chazulai, the Yerovim, the Yosef, Vaono Koimno, Savri Homalkov, Ho Avdo, Yosef Namor, Machas of Oikotanli, Vaozu Basrei, Miad Vyash Neglezov, Vyomer Aleim Rav Lechem, Mialos Yerushalayim, Hine Elohech Yisrael, Asher Lucha Meretz Mitzrayim, Vyosem is Echad Beveis El, So it says in the Pasuk that Yehovah said in his heart, now the kingship is going to go to the house of David. If they go to bring sacrifices in the house of Hashem in Yerushalayim, they're going to go after Rehovam and I'm going to be killed. So the Gemara explains that what Yehovah said in his heart was that we have a tradition, Alach L'Moshe Mitzinai, Ein Yeshiva Be'azor El Malchei Beis Yehuda Bilvad. We discussed this Gemara at great length in previous Shiurim on this topic of Ein Yeshiva Be'azara El Malchei Beis Yehuda or Beis David. But nobody else is allowed to sit. You're only allowed to sit in the Azara if you're a Melech mi Beis Yehuda, Beis David. And when they see that Rehovam is sitting and I'm standing, they're going to think, says Rehovam in his heart, that he's the king, Rehovam's the king, and I'm not. I don't want that to happen. And if I sit, then I'm going to be a Moirid B'Malchus, and they're going to kill me. And then they're going to go after Rehovam. So the only eitz I have is, says Yerovam, to take two golden calves, and said, don't go to Yerushalayim. Here it is. You can serve over here, one in Beit El, and one in Don. Ad kan midivrei ha-Gemara b'Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. We have to understand, since the Rehovam didn't have a din melech, how did he sit in the Azara? He was only shilton before, it wasn't a melech b'cheftza. So it's a kasha on our yisod. We've been saying that he was only shilton before, it wasn't a melech b'cheftza. However, if you think about it, adrabba, this would be a raya for what we've been saying. We have to be medaktik. Why dafka here in Sanhedrin? Do we use a lashon of ein yeshiva be'azara el lamalchei beis Yehuda, and not the lashon of the other sugyos hashas in Yuma, in Sota, and elsewhere, where it says ein yeshiva be'azara el lamalchei beis David? Why here does it say beis Yehuda? And therefore, it would appear, based on what we have to understand very well, that Yehovam says I yasivna. Moirid b'malchus havoy, the katlanli. Mayin yano le moirid b'malchus, sheperusho shehu melech v'rechovam einoi melech. V're afilu im hu melech, soif soif einu mi beith dov, einu shiva ba'azora. What's Yerovam saying? If I sit, I'm a moirid b'malchus and they're going to kill me. What's pshat that he's a moirid b'malchus, that he's melech and rechovam is not melech? Even if he is melech, Soif soif, ainu mi beis David, ainu l'shiva ba'azora. So it's not against the malchus, it's against the isur of yeshiva ba'azora. So what does it have to do with moirid b'malchus? Vos shteita moirid b'malchus, nishkin moirid b'malchus. Mizeh nera mevu'ar, shedin yeshiva ba'azora is not a special inyan for beis David, rather a melech Yerushalayim. By sitting, you're showing your king in Jerusalem. And therefore, you can even sit in the Makom HaMikdash. In the Medrash Rabba and Koheles, Aleph Bey says, Asher Mish Zoich Limlech B'Makom Malchus. Hocha Melech B'Yerushalayim B'Makom Malchus. Fortunate is one who is Zoich to rule in a place of kingship. A king in Jerusalem in a place of kingship. In other words, there's a special shame of a melech b'makom malchus, which is malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. And the king of this place is allowed to sit. Well, the ma'aseh is no malchus in Yerushalayim unless you're Beis David. And therefore it says, b'chol ha'shas teheter yeshiva le'Beis David. But here we're talking about moirid b'malchus if Yerovam sits. Because by sitting in the Azara, he's showing himself to be king even in Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's mutter for him to sit in the Azara, even though he's not the Beis David. Because the whole vort of sitting in the Azara is because you're the king here. Generally, of a rule, the only kings of Yerushalayim are Beis David. So therefore, normally it says, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Ela, the Malchei Beis David Bilvad. But here, since the Gemara brings up the point of Moirid B'Malchus, he's rebelling against the kingship. If he sits, in other words, by sitting, he's showing himself to be the Melech even in Yerushalayim, and therefore he's allowed to sit, even though he's not Beis David. Because so he's Melech in Yerushalayim. And that makes him a Moirid B'Malchus, because he's showing that he's king in Yerushalayim and not the Rechavam. And that's why there's an emphasis here on Beis Yehuda, on Melech Yehuda. Melech Yehuda v'loy Beis David. Because by sitting, he's showing that he's the Melech Yehuda. And that's a Merida B'Malchus. Since we're talking about Merida B'Malchus, he's not saying I'm a Melech of Beis David. He's saying I'm Melech Yehuda, that's why I'm sitting. And that's a Merida B'Malchus. So therefore here we use the Lashon of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azora El Malchei Beis Yehuda. Hashem came to the other places, we'd say Malchei Beis David, because Lamaisa it goes to Melech Yehuda. But the only Melech in Yehuda is Malchei Beis David. So it says Malchei Beis David. But since here we're talking about Merida B'Malchus, so his Merida B'Malchus is by him saying that I'm Melech Yehuda. And that's why I'm allowed to sit in the Azara. So that's why Melech Yehuda is emphasized. That he's the Melech in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim he wasn't Melech, Rechavim was Melech. And Tak in the Melo HaRoyim, when Yeshiva Azor is Zion, he also writes that Yeshiva is telling Melech Yerushalayim, Lord Beis David. When Yeshaul HaMelech, he discusses if he has Yeshiva Be'Azor. So maybe Alts Melech Yerushalayim he could sit, exactly like we said. So that's a Gevaldik, a Pshat in the Gemara. So why was Rechavam allowed to sit in the Azara? Rechavam's allowed to sit in the Azara. Why? Because he's a melech in Yerushalayim. And any melech in Yerushalayim is allowed to sit in the Azara. And Yerovam is not allowed to sit because by sitting he's being moired b'malchus. Because what he's saying is that I'm Melech in Yerushalayim. I'm Melech Yehuda. And that's a Merida against Rechavam. So there's a he'orah here that in Rashi in Soitan Daf Mem Amud Beis, Dibur Matzil Ein Yeshiva, he writes that the head of Yeshiva of Malchei Beis David is because Cholak Lam Amokom Kod L'Haros Shemachus Shleima. It's not a din in the Melech in Yerushalayim, the Melech of Yehuda. It's a din in Malchei Beis David. Dafka. Not like we're saying. That if Yeravim had been Melech Yerushalayim, he'd be allowed to sit in the Azara. He had Stafkan in Tamachai Beis David. However, we are going to discuss in Mirza Hashem, I hope, God should give me life, in Perek Beis, Halachot Dalet, that there's really two inyanim here. Rashi is talking about Zman Bayi Sheni. Bayesheni is a different story, and we are in Mirtz Hashem going to discuss that at length, but not now. I just ask that Kadosh Baruch Hu give us life. But in the meantime, we have concluded this series of three shiurim on Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. Very, very exciting, very fascinating. I loved it. Ein Moshe Malchei Yisrael b'shemen Amishchal b'shemen Afar Simon ve'Imar Rasim Yerushalayim lo Elam Elam Melech Yisrael Mizera David ve'Ein Moshe Melezera David. Seems pretty straightforward. We saw a bunch of kashes. We were mitarets all of them. We saw Neflos Rabbis mitaretz Hashem. Except the last one were Miyashi, but that last Te'ora. But we'll get to that in Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, and we should be zochah to see more and more Neflos mitaretz Hashem. La'am Shichala b'Simcha b'Tuv Leivov. The Halacha Yud Aleph. Vilmoidu lelamed lishmo velasa, so the kind is called divrei salma torosu beahava. Vinizkor tamid, shesof davar, hakol nishma, et elokim yira, veet mitzvotav shmor, ki ze kol adam. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.